She reduces, reuses, and recycles. She talks the talk and walks the walk. She doesn't tell you what to think. She just wants you to. She's Mrs. Green. And this is Mrs. Green's World on the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network. And now, Mrs. Green.
Welcome, everybody. You are indeed listening to the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, where we don't tell you what to think. We just want you to. And I should do like a warning. Hold on to your seats. Get ready to be armed with really, really, really important facts that affect our health. And stay with me for the entire ride. Our show today was made possible due to the generous support of the Chapman Automotive Group, always doing their share, showing they care about our community and the planet, and we thank them for all they do. You can check them out at ChapmanTucson.com, and you can get a car from them no matter where you are in the U.S. of A. Thank you, Chapman, for helping make Mrs. Green's World possible. Today, I am going to be asking this question of our guest. Is our clothing making us sick? Yes, I said our clothing. I am very honored to have as our guest today Patricia Davis. She is the creator of an organization called Consumers Against Toxic Apparel, CATA, and the owner of Silver Needle and Thread, a full-service custom sewing, dressmaking, and fashion design company in Jacksonville, Florida. I'm quite sure she doesn't sleep because sleep is for sissies. And if she's doing all that, how can you sleep? And one of the many laudable goals at CATA is to educate consumers, people, that's us, about the dangerous fabrics used in today's fashion and the thousands of chemicals used to create them. I can't create enough drama or emphasis around this. Lots to learn for all of us. So welcome, Patricia. Thanks for what you do and thanks for joining me today.
Thank you so much. I can't tell you how excited I am.
I'm so excited, I just can't hide it. I'm serious. It's like it's one of my favorite things to talk about and not covered enough on this show. So it's always good. I always start my guests, let's start at the very beginning. I should have a little, you know, part of that song, a very good place to start. But start with your background as the owner of Silver Needle and Thread and about when your journey started, that you started your awareness of toxins in our clothing. And you're morphing into this leader of Consumers Against Toxic Apparel. That's a long question, but it's only two parts, your background and beginning of CATA.
Okay. Well, actually, we're in the process of building five companies.
Oh, my
and
God.
Silver,
of
yes,
course you
silver,
are.
Silver Needle and Thread is the latest company that I created, being a transplant from Washington, D.C. to Jacksonville. So Silver Needle and Thread has been around for 4 years. The parent company that started this whole entire journey started when I was 12 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
That company started out as TAG Enterprises. And TAG are my initials because Tricia is my nickname. So it started when I was 12 years old. And it's the mother of everything. It started as me doing, basically, wedding gowns.
At 12?
And that's how I got into all of it. I love sewing. I started sewing the wedding gowns. It transpired into something else. And it's always been organic because I came from a farm. I came from raising cotton. That's what my father did. So I know the entire history of cotton, from knowing how to choose the best seeds to knowing what it means to hold the cotton in the field when there weren't chemicals to be sprayed to kill the weeds, to picking it, ginning it, and making fiber out of it.
So when I asked you to start at the very beginning, I had no idea. And I did so much research on you, and I admit that Google did not reveal that to me. So,
well, you know what? It's too much to put out there.
It's
like this whole journey of what's happening with our textiles right now. the general public just does not, they don't have a clue. And I don't mean that in a negative way. It's because there's no one out here to create that awareness, to tell you, to teach you, to walk you through the entire journey of textiles. And most people never thought in a million and one chance that textiles is the second most polluting industry, period. It falls right underneath oil.
I mean, you are so spot on. I did a TEDx talk, which I hope I get to do another one because it wasn't my best moment. But one of the things that I said in the TED talk that I still stand by is we're all walking around kind of in a consumer coma. And it's not our fault, and it's not like we intentionally put blinders on, but you kind of come to the market, at least I did, with a certain amount of trust that things are not being put out there to harm you and that things are not being put out there to make you sick. And boy, oh boy, am I dead wrong, because this show for 7.5 years has been a journey. And when you're talking about a powerful, high-dollar volume industry like clothing, it's no wonder the word isn't being put out. Do you agree with that?
Fashion is a multi-trillion dollar industry.
There
now,
we go.
You think about this. You think about Americans demanding clothes to be so inexpensive, but yet the industry itself on a year-to-year basis can produce multi-trillion dollars. Something's going on.
Something really bad and evil. And I want to spend this segment and probably a large part of the second segment, if you don't mind, I'm going to start off with a kind of what I would call pejorative, shocking bit of information on your website about organic clothing and organic cotton compared to toxic apparel. And you have facts and stats, which to me, the facts speak for themselves. So it says, at Consumers Against Toxic Apparel, CATA, one of our goals is to educate consumers about the dangerous fabric used in today's fashion and the thousands of chemicals used to create it. These fabrics and chemicals are one of the major sources to an increase in chronic illness, pollution, and the devastating issues now affecting our environment. And if you are alive and your eyes are at all open, you have to know what kind of devastating effects there are to our environment because of all these toxins. And then you go on to say, it's been reported that simply wearing organic apparel can reduce your exposure to chemicals to your body. And I always remind people, what you put on your skin goes in. One by one, we can make a difference when we know the facts. So what are synthetic fabrics? Give us, you don't have to do the Reader's Digest version because we have time. What are synthetic fabrics and why are they harmful?
Synthetic fibers and fabrics includes polyester, nylon, rayon, acetate, triacetate, microfibers, acrylic. The new ones that are coming on the market, and do not be fooled, there's a lot of campaign behind this, and with good reason. The new fabrics that you're reading in the labels of your clothes, modal, tencel, viscous, all of these fibers are the same thing. It amazes me. You're going to see new labels reading polynosic. You know, and people are like,
great.
What the heck is polynosic?
No kidding.
It's the same as polyester. But here's what happens, just like it happens in every industry. When things are starting to be exposed, corporations, marketing firms, all of these entities come together. You know how it works. Okay, we have to, the general public is catching on to this. They have an understanding as to what's included in making these fibers, and they don't like it, so let's come up with some new names that sound really good.
And sexy, and we can sell that for sure to the consumer coma group.
Exactly. So synthetic fibers are fibers that are man-made. And basically, synthetic fibers come out of the laboratory. When you speak about polyester, you're talking about petrochemicals. Polyester, there's four main ingredients to polyester.
That killed me when I read that. Do tell what polyester is made from. And everybody, listen up.
Polyester is made from a bucket of coal, a barrel of oil, and two things that everybody owns, air and water.
That is disgusting. It is really disgusting. And I just have to do a little aside here. My husband, who I have teased about this since we got married, and it's almost 40 years, he cannot put any of those fabrics on his body. And I am so not kidding. He is a cotton guy. And polyester, he says it makes my skin crawl. It gives him rashes. I mean, way, way, way before Mrs. Green was born, my husband is the 100% cotton guy. I mean, his body reacted. What about bamboo? We have to talk about bamboo because I have to bite my tongue sometimes when people come up to me and say, look, Gina, I'm wearing bamboo. It's all natural. And I don't want to be the person you don't want at your party. So I just say, great. And then maybe quietly tell them, but all bamboo is not great either. Why is that?
Bamboo is a natural grass. It's totally renewable, and it has all the wonderful qualities that we need for a fiber.
Right.
Here's the problem. Bamboo is classified. If you Google it, bamboo is classified as rayon.
See, I will do that. Oh, my God.
Yes, it's classified as rayon because of the procedure to produce it. And that procedure can be a whole lot better. But here, you know what we're talking about? We're talking about bottom-line profits. So what are companies and corporations, manufacturers, what are they going to do? They're going to utilize the least expensive processing method. Because when you look at natural fibers, and we can talk a little bit about that, as opposed to man-made fibers and why there are so many man-made fibers existing, it's all about being able to take, petrochemicals and a barrel of oil and produce 5,000 units or 10,000 units as opposed to, having to grow cotton in a field.
Right. And it's never going to go away.
And having to cultivate
right.
it.
Right.
So that's what's wrong with bamboo. We have to find a more sustainable and less chemically saturated way to make bamboo. And there are some out there. They're coming forth because, it's classified as a rayon because it is rayon.
Right. So is it, I have to ask this, though. So you started out as a happy, bright 12-year-old, very interested in making bridal gowns. Your father was a cotton farmer. When did you start seeing warning signs and start to understand that this is not the game everybody's playing? This is not the industry that everybody's in. What kind of happened to you personally on your journey to make you become a leader of something like Kata?
Well, you know what? It's been in the making, without telling my age. It's been in the making for a while. I'm not a spring chicken, and I'm very happy to say that. But I...
Hey, I believe 80 is the new 40, so I'm going to be young forever.
So, when I was sewing, and I first started out, my mom was a seamstress as well. And I complained when she put certain fabrics on me. Most people don't realize that polyester, all these synthetic fibers, have not been around that long. And they have taken over. She started putting, I got older. She started putting, some of the synthetic fibers on me. The first thing that hit the scene was the nylon, the rayon, and the polyester. And I'm thinking to myself, what's wrong with this stuff? It doesn't feel good on me.
Your body told you.
Yes.
Your body told you.
Yes. And all throughout the years, and, you know, me being a natural girl and saying, okay, I don't really like sewing these synthetic fibers for my clients. And, you know, very discreetly, you know, trying to explain to them why it's not good. I just got to the point to where when I was sewing the fibers, they started bothering my hands and my legs because I have to hold the fabric to sew it under my sewing machine. Cutting it out, my fingers started peeling so bad to the point that they were bleeding. So when you talk about, you know, me, I'm having a contract and doing 50 or 60 of something.
Right, right.
And I'm like, what the heck is going on? My fingers are, they're hurting me. This fabric is doing this. It doesn't happen when I sew cotton or when I sew linen. What is going on?
What is going on? Your body was telling you. And, you know, one of the things that I loved about your website, I've done a lot of research on Safe Cosmetics, and there's a line that, a couple of lines that you say, they are, these chemical clothing, that's what it's, chemical clothing, that's what we should call it. They're man-made and unnatural, and I love this line, the fabrics are created using a lethal cocktail of toxic chemicals that do not occur naturally in nature. You put them on your body and try to sweat. Like if you're in Tucson and it's 100 degrees, if you have on polyester, you're cooking. Like you are literally, you're cooking your body.
And I think what has happened, because there's so much on the market, that people have just become accustomed to it. But the moment you take a natural fiber, you take organic cotton, linen, hemp, silk, any of those fibers, and you dress that person in those fabrics, it's almost as if, as soon as they put those garments on, it's a relief.
It's like night
something's
and day.
Been lifted from them, and
right.
They're like, oh my God, it doesn't even feel like I have anything on.
Right, right.
Okay, that is your answer right there.
That's when you know you're feeling good. Yeah. What about rayon? Is rayon any better than polyester? It sounds nicer. I mean, polyester to me sounds awful. What about rayon? How's that?
Rayon is, it's not better than polyester.
Disgusting?
Yes, it is. There's so much going on with rayon. You know, rayon is made from recycled wood pulp. It's been treated with chemicals such as caustic soda, ammonia, carbon disulfide, acetone.
No way.
And sulfuric acid.
Oh, God. Okay, put it on your skin.
They, you know, naturally you can't shave off a piece of bark and wear it as clothing. That wood has to be broken down into a slur. And it takes all of those chemicals just to get that slur. That's not including everything else, chemically wise, that has to occur to get that, those wood chips to the final state of being a yarn that can be weaved into a fabric.
And it's just like, it's so alarming and shocking and disgusting to me. And I think in one of the, like acetate and triacetate. These are names that I think a lot of us have heard. I mean, one of the things you put up there, and I totally believe it because of what I've been doing for all this time, that how complicated these chemicals that we put on our body make everything, including couples that want to conceive children. Who's going to link acetate and triacetate to infertility? Well, maybe we better start looking at some of those things. There's facts.
Yes, but I'm not finished with rayon, Gina.
Okay.
Let me go back to
finish with rayon, and I'm just
going
to warn you, we have to take a break in like 30 seconds. I told you time was going to fly, so finish rayon. We can come back to rayon.
Rayon has been linked to headaches, vomiting, insomnia, muscle and chest pain, when you talk about the athlete and wearing these fabrics. It's been linked to anorexia and Parkinson's disease.
Rayon?
If you wear it on a regular basis.
Rayon. Everybody, yes. We're going to talk about more when we come back. Hang on. We're going to talk more about the impact of toxic clothing on your health. Our guest, our wonderful guest, is Patricia Davis. She is the creator of an organization called Consumers Against Toxic Apparel, CATA, and so much more. Stay right here with me. We'll be right back.
Can you predict the future? The reality is we can't, but we can be ready for it. Funded by the National Science Foundation, researchers at the University of Arizona are working on a $3 million project to study the monsoon and learn about our changing desert weather, climate, and ecology. Such knowledge will help guide us to a more sustainable future, not just for our desert, but for the world. Now that's thinking ahead. The University of Arizona. Big questions, bold solutions, better tomorrows.
Find everything you need for your next adventure at Bookman Sports Exchange. Buy it new, buy it used, or trade up and go where you've never been before. Explore this big backyard we call Tucson. Bookman Sports Exchange has the gear you need for anything from a quick day hike in Sabino to a long backpacking trip through the Grand Canyon. Bookman Sports Exchange, open daily, located on Speedway, east of Country Club. For details and more information, visit bookmansports.com.
Ready to clean out that garage? Goodwill offers you 40 convenient locations all over southern Arizona. And at every one, you'll be greeted by a uniformed Goodwill employee trained to assist you in unloading your items, prepared to offer you a receipt for your tax-deductible donation, and grateful for something you won't get anywhere else.
Thank you. Because of your donation, I have a job.
The gift of Goodwill. For a list of Goodwill donation sites, go to goodwillsouthernaz.org.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, where we don't tell you what to think. We just want you to. And I know that if you're listening to this broadcast today, you are grateful. Your eyes are being opened. And I am honored to have as our guest today, Patricia Davis. I'm going to nickname her Wonder Woman. She is one of the Wonder Women. And I don't say that tongue in cheek at all. She is the creator of an organization called Consumers Against Toxic Apparel, CATA. She's the owner of, I at least know the name of one of her companies, not all five, Silver Needle and Thread, based in Jacksonville, Florida. And she, her mission is to educate consumers, all of us, about the dangerous fabrics used in today's fashions, how it's making us sick, and the thousands of chemicals that are being used to create them. And, you know, Patricia, one of the things I thought of during the break is one of the reasons they're so prolific is they're cheap. Because they're made from crap. I mean, there's no other word. That's a very crass word, but they're made from crap, and they're cheap.
Absolutely. When you can take a bunch of chemicals that you're paying pennies on the dollar, and you can create all these things out of, that is exactly what you're going to do. As consumers, we've told manufacturers, we want it cheap, and they give it to us. There is a price to pay for that, and it's in the form of our health, our environment, the social issues of, you know, people working in the industry and not being paid. They can't feed their families. They're working in conditions that are just applaudable, you know.
I really want to talk about that, too, in maybe towards the end of the segment, in the beginning, but the whole, there's the social justice issues of what I call wearing guilty clothing. That's how I feel. Yeah. But is there anything more that you wanted to say about rayon? Because that was making me sick. I think people are getting sicker and sicker. I mean, I was in social services. There's just like a sale on all kinds of horrible childhood diseases, autism, you know, childhood obesity, cancer. I know a bunch of little kids with all kinds of leukemia or lymphoma. When I was growing up, I didn't know any. So here you go.
We also have to realize that what, in addition to food, what is the next thing in our lives that we are exposed to 24/7? So you have to look at what we're doing. from the perspective of food and how we affect our bodies from the inside, we are fighting our body from the outside as well with the textiles that we're wearing. There are chemicals in textiles. There are 1,900 chemicals in textiles that cannot be washed out, period.
Oh, my God.
They won't go away. With that dermal exposure to your skin, which is the largest organ on your body, you are absorbing those chemicals every single day. In addition to the clothes we wear, we're forgetting about the linens. We're forgetting about the sheets that we sleep in. We're forgetting about the furniture that we sit on, the bath towels that we wash our face with every day.
Some of the towels, I just have to interrupt, some of the towels at Target now have warnings on them. They've been forced to put warnings on the towels about what's in them.
Now, isn't that funny?
It's sickening.
We have gotten to the point that we have warning labels on textiles.
And what about sheets?
You have
to talk about sheets a little bit. Like, what are we supposed
to... Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Like, every night, it's where we spend 8 to 10 hours of our day. Tell me about sheets so I can get new ones.
And we're breathing. Our body is in a relaxed state. And when we're sleeping, we're breathing in more. We're not moving. Our bodies are relaxed. And everything around us, we're breathing that directly into our lungs and filling our bodies with this. Sheets are very toxic. And I'm going to say this because I've been wanting to say it for a long time.
Yay! And saying on Mrs. Green's World, you go, girl.
You know, we've got to go back to some basics here. And I've had clients that complained and said, I don't want cotton sheets because I don't want to deal with them being wrinkled. You know, I would prefer to sleep on wrinkled sheets any day than to have my chances of respiratory disease come up. Because our sheets that are non-wrinkled, that are still cotton, wrinkle-free, are filled with formaldehyde.
Oh, jeez. Oh, my God. The stuff that is in, like, when you're working in a lab and dissecting frogs to preserve them?
That's
same formaldehyde?
Yes. Wrinkle-free, anti-static, anti-cling, easy care. That's exactly what all this is. And unfortunately, you know, with China being the manufacturer capital of the world for textiles, they don't follow guidelines. So, you know, there's been things that have been exposed lately about the quality of formaldehyde that's coming out of China, and it actually has the ability to make people very ill. I know I'm not going to say what company is involved, but...
But you know what? You can, because this is Mrs. Green's World, and let them come after me. I don't want them to come after you.
You know what's going on with lumber liquidators. If you talk about that quality of formaldehyde being used...
That's put on flooring.
200, yes. Now, who would have ever thought that floors can make you sick?
Right.
Well, take that and put it in your sheet.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Okay.
Take it and put it in your sheet, and it's the same thing. It's not easy talking about all these chemicals because, frankly, there is so much. And I get a lot of my information, and I'll just cover this too, Gina. I get my information not just from personal experience. I get my information from, like, reports from Sweden, reports
right.
from the UK, European Union, Germany, because those countries are addressing it, and the United States is not.
Head in the sand. Head in the sand. So much money controlled by lobbyists. I mean, it's not about the money. It's about the money.
Yes. But the ironic thing about it is, as well, the EPA website will tell you this. Now, the problem is, we as consumers... when you pull up the EPA's website, it is just so overwhelming that you look at it and you're like, oh my God, I can't do this right now.
And honestly, but, Patricia, who thinks I'm gonna go shopping today, but before I go, I'm going to go check out the EPA website? We're not awake enough to consciously think about it because nobody's telling the story like you are. That's
exactly
the truth. I mean, not nobody. You know, Marcy Zaroff, I told you about her. She's one of my heroes. And there are other people starting to make a little noise. Do you think they're going to get on ABC, NBC, CBS, you know, the Good Morning America? They're not. They're not going to be on those shows.
No.
Okay, what about when people say to you, because I have my own answer for this, but you're the expert, when people say, well, that's all well and good, but organic, I have three things I want you to address. Organic is more expensive and I can't afford it. What do you say to people?
Well, to a certain degree, that's not true. Because there are companies, Qatar represents currently 16 companies right now, and companies are coming on board. There's two aspects of what Qatar does. We have the affiliates. We have the organic companies that are in the United States producing clean, chemical-free. And what I mean by chemical-free, because, you know, chemicals occur in nature, so let me explain that
right
as well.
Thank you.
Chemicals do occur in nature. But when I'm speaking in reference to chemical-free in textiles, I am talking about the intentional chemicals that are dangerous and hazardous that are being put in textiles. So these affiliate companies are producing organic cottons, the linens, the hemps that don't require pesticides, herbicides, and all of these things.
Right,
so Qatar has all of these companies grouped together. We want to offer the alternative right now. So you can take, you can go onto that website, and you're looking at a company like SOS from Texas. The Odom family has been growing organic cotton for over 100 years. They take that cotton, grow it, gin it, take it to North Carolina, and they produce their own clothes. So you're looking at a garment that has transparency, traceability, and when you look at the prices and the quality of what they're selling, you're getting an organic T-shirt for $8.50. You can get an organic T-shirt for $18. You can get an organic T-shirt for $28. Now, that's not expensive. That's in line. That's being competitive. But here's what's going on. That organic T-shirt is going to last you. And you can't run back to the store because the one you bought at one of these chain stores, you washed it, and it's no good anymore.
And it shrinks, and the size change, and they're really disgusting. But you know, let's talk a little bit. I'll give a shout-out, and I'll let Alok know that we talked about it from Fed by Threads. When we did a Kickstarter, I said to the team, we can use nothing for a giveaway except fair trade, certified organic, all of those things, and we have to go local. So we went to see Alok at Fed by Threads, had him on the show, and he's one of your members. I mean, he educated me. And the shirts, Patricia, I am so not kidding, so not exaggerating, the shirts feel so darn good on your body that it's not funny. They're not silk, but they feel silky, and they're soft, and they're out of this world. And what you said to me is the best answer. They last. I'll have mine forever. They're not going to fall apart at the seams. They're quality made.
Yes. And people, you know, they're equating it's too expensive because you're so accustomed to getting those inexpensive clothes. You're not weighing the pros and cons because literally, okay, I have teenagers. That's part of my modeling team.
Right.
And these girls will run out to, say, Forever 21, or they'll run out to Old Navy, and they're buying their T-shirts. Okay, granted, buy one, get one free.
Right.
Okay,
$14. And worth every penny.
$12.
t-shirts.
Exactly, $14, $12 t-shirts. By the end of the month, that t-shirt has to be discarded. And you're going right back to that same store and buying another t-shirt.
It's absolutely positively true, the truth spoken into word. They're crap.
You're not doing the math here. And from a sustainability standpoint, from an environmental standpoint, look at what you're doing. My God, people never think about what happens to my clothes.
And jeans are the same thing. I don't have teenagers anymore, but finally, some of my daughters, they say, but Mom, I can buy jeans for $25 in Forever 21. And I say, yeah, and they're worth every penny. They won't be, mm-hmm. You won't be able to wear them in 2 months. And they invested in expensive jeans that they still have 4 and 5 years later.
Yes, exactly.
So it isn't more expensive. What do you say when people say, oh, organic clothing isn't fashionable, it's ugly? Such a lie is what Mrs. Green says. What does Patricia say?
Oh, my gosh. You know, Luke can attest to that.
His clothes are sexy.
Clothing,
like, really sexy.
It's very sexy. It makes you feel good.
Whatever size you are, too.
Exactly.
I love that
part. You cannot put a price on that. You know, we have to retrain our minds to think differently about fashion. And it's coming because Qatar is not going to stop. We're just getting started. Qatar is only 9 months old.
Oh, my gosh.
9 months old. And we have so much planned. We have so much in store. You know, when we were talking about the bed sheets, I'm excited to say that we just got our first bedding company to come on board.
I love it.
That bedding company is Mountain Air.
It's
owned by Joyce Robinson, and she is in Arkansas. Now, who would think that you could get pure, clean, organic bedding from Arkansas?
It's true.
But the products
I would not.
Are amazing. Yes.
So what about we've covered it's not more expensive in the long run. It is absolutely a better investment. There's lots of fashionable and sexy clothing out there that's 100% fair trade, which we still have to talk about. What about it's hard to find? Is that true? Do you really have to look for it more?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And that's why Qatar was born. What was happening was we were sewing organic wardrobes for our clients at Silver Needle & Thread. Once I completed the wardrobes for the women, they were looking at me and saying, Patricia, and I'm like, yes, what are we going to do about my kids? What are we going to do about my husband? And, you know, I'm saying, well, what do you want me to do? You want me to take them? You know? What's the question here? And they're like, I can't walk around in all these gorgeous custom-made clothes and not protect my family. And what started happening was, you know, I have clients that have 5 kids, 4 kids. I became an ordering warehouse, literally. UPS and FedEx, oh my gosh, they can come to the studio with their eyes closed.
Because they know the way. And you're talking about, like, baby clothing. We don't even think about the crap on baby clothing and fire retardant and chemicals and all of the stuff that we put on our babies to sleep in at night on sheets that are probably full of toxins. You're making me sick, Patricia. I can't help
it. Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. So that's what Qatar is addressing. It was very hard to find. And when you talk about fashionable, that was even more difficult. When you're Googling organic clothes, I don't know what's going on. Not much is coming up. I'm here to tell you that there are hundreds, if not thousands, of organic small companies in this country who's trying, and they are doing the right thing.
Popping up and growing.
And people cannot find them. And that's what Qatar does. any company out there, I hope a lot of companies are listening, we need you. You need to come on board because Qatar is the resource. We're putting those companies before our clients, our customers.
Okay.
And here's how we do it.
We have to take another break.
Okay.
It's hold that thought, everybody. I know you're going to sit on the edge of your seat. Stay here with me. We'll be right back with Patricia Davis from Qatar, Consumers Against Toxic Apparel. Stay here and listen.
Join us for a new Mrs. Green's World episode every Saturday at 12 noon Arizona time at MrsGreensWorld.com. All of our past shows are available as on-demand podcasts at MrsGreensWorld.com. Listen on your computer or mobile device. Connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram. Mrs. Green's World is a proud member of the Dream Vision 7 and Glimmerglass Radio Networks. If you have questions about the show, write to us at info@MrsGreensWorld.com. We'd love to hear from you. More Mrs. Green's World, next.
Can academic research really save the planet? This year, the University of Arizona took full ownership of Biosphere 2. With five ecosystems enclosed in over 7 million cubic feet of sealed glass, Biosphere 2 is a premier facility for environmental research, where the top minds in the world will come together to address some of humanity's greatest challenges, such as climate change. Now that's using your brains. The University of Arizona. Big questions, bold solutions, better tomorrows.
Shop the Habit Store first for your home improvement needs, appliances, and furnishings. We have daily specials, weekly red tag sales, and occasional store-wide clearance events. Join our loyalty program and keep up with the special offers through Facebook, Twitter, and our monthly newsletter. Your good deals means Habitat Tucson can build and renovate more homes for hardworking people. The Habit Store hours are Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 4, and you'll find us on Grant Road, just east of I-10 in Tucson, Arizona.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, where we don't tell you what to think. We just want you to. And we're certainly giving you a heavy dose of thinking opportunity today. And I just want to do a quick shout out for Mrs. Green's World and not rush through it, because the work that we're doing is really important because of shows like this. So remember to visit our website at MrsGreensWorld.com. You can download our free mobile app so that you can listen to great podcasts like this in your own time. Our shows are available at our website. They're in iTunes. They're just about everywhere, as you heard on the break. And please follow us on whatever your favorite social media platform may be, because we're giving you updates. Mrs. Green has them all covered. And while you're at the website, I'm doing a very heartfelt reach out to you to think about becoming a sustainer to help support free and independent radio. We want to become the PBS of internet radio, and we need member support to help make that happen. So please join our growing group of people who support our mission and become a Mrs. Green's World member today. I will thank you from the bottom of my heart. So joining me is Patricia Davis. She is the creator of an organization called Consumers Against Toxic Apparel, Qatar. Really, everybody, pay attention. You're going to be hearing more about it. She is the owner of at least one company that I know the name of, Silver Needle and Thread, which is a full-service custom sewing, dressmaking, and fashion design company in Jacksonville, Florida. And she's doing really important work on our behalf, trying to educate consumers about the dangerous and toxic chemicals used in our fashion. And when I say fashion, the thing that's making me sick right now, Patricia, is about the sheets that we put next to our bodies all night, every night, and the chemicals used to create them. So you are going to be talking about, tell me what
following
we were...
Following up on our conversation with the second part of what Qatar does.
Yes, okay.
And that's the membership part. Not only have we created that resource of these organic companies to where people can just go and find out who's making what, take a look at it. We have links. We have profiles of all these companies up telling you
it's
who they are.
It's a great website.
What their missions are and what they're doing. That website is going to come down in 2 weeks, and you should see what's going up.
You have to make sure that you email me so we can put it out on our social media. Right now it's kataorganic.com, but you have to let our team know, let Kelly know, so that we can help spread the word, because we've got lots of growing social media platforms as well. So go ahead, membership.
Wonderful.
Membership.
Wonderful. I appreciate that. So the membership part is consumers take the pledge, and there's four aspects to the pledge. You pledge to replace 5% of your wardrobe with organic fibers, or you pledge to buy all intimate apparel from this day forward. The third pledge is you pledge to purchase no less than 4 organic garments per season.
That's so doable.
And the fourth pledge is you pledge to introduce 2 or more friends to Qatar, challenging them to take that pledge. So we've created the resource. We have the companies. We're creating the customer base with the membership. The members are going to those companies and finding everything they need. And our plans is to put everything from undies, socks, business wear for professional women, yoga, special occasions. It's all clean. It's organic. It is out there.
And go ahead.
You have a hard time finding it because you don't know where to look.
But if you Google organic clothing and you put in your city or your town, I guarantee you you'll come up with something, because Google is the new miracle. You'll find Fed by Threads in our town, and the Loke is growing and expanding and carrying more different things. You know, we only have about 19 minutes left, so I want to ask you, there's 2 more things, important areas, total areas I'd love to cover. One is about, there's a ripple effect. It's not just the effect on our bodies, but you have done a lot of research on how it's impacting the environment, our waterways, our air quality, everything. So that's one. And then you have such a content-rich website about facts that we need to know about how many people die every year from the use of chemicals. And related to the first part is the whole issue of a just and sustainable planet, the fair trade issue. So what would you like to tackle first in the time we have? It's a 2-hour show and we have 19 more minutes left.
Well, the ripple effect is the fact that textiles covers everything that affects our life. From the creation of the textile, if it's synthetic and man-made, you know, it's already starting off very horrible.
Right.
To the use of the garment, how it's affecting your health, and all the diseases this is not hearsay. This information is out there, you know, people. It's out there. You just have to reach out and get it.
It's the truth. I mean, it's out there and it's the truth.
The chemicals themselves have been linked to most chronic illness and disease. And the other aspect of it, well, the air quality. What are we doing to our air in reference to creating and burning these fibers and all of these chemicals we're releasing into the atmosphere?
Right.
Okay. Now, from the dyeing standpoint, in textiles is just saturated with dyeing. We want the colors. Those colors they come at a very heavy price. 20% of our groundwater is contaminated, our drinking water. And what's happening is, we were the textile industry giant at one point in time.
Right.
Our water has been affected by it. Our surface water, 40% of it contaminated. It's moving around the world. It's covering the whole world because of what's going on in China right now. China's air quality is so poor that they're petitioning the government to do something about it, and it's coming from the mills. And when you look at what's going on with their waterways, and to know that major rivers in China run red today, they run blue tomorrow, that comes with a cost. The ripple effect doesn't end there. We're washing those garments. Some of those chemicals can be washed out. 1,900 of them cannot. we're using synthetic detergents. All of that is going right back into surface water and groundwater.
And groundwater. And the people that are making them. There's, you know, I remember when I had, I think it was Marcy Zaroff, and she said that it's so bad that there have been, you know, like the, we were talking about the working conditions and fires and the horrible hours. And, you know, it's basically, to me, it's slavery. Call it what you want. It's slavery. With
it
a little bit
slavery.
Of, it is slavery. And she said there were factories in Italy that were filled with Chinese workers so that the labels could say made in Italy. But they were made by Chinese slaves. I mean, I hate to be so pejorative, but it's the truth. Let's call it what it is. It's slave labor. And those people are touching those chemicals, breathing them in, having them be on their bodies. And some of them are 13 years old. There's the ugly, naked truth.
Yes. And we're still not done with the, with that whole ripple effect.
No.
When you discard your clothes, they are going into landfills. Okay? Now, there's a few well-known companies out there that have started to recycle in what we call bale up textiles and take them to foreign countries. So it wasn't good enough that, you know, there's 10,000 active land, there's 3,582 active landfills in the United States right now.
And they're filling up.
10,000 inactive, okay? Textiles is one of the main contributors to creating methane gas. Methane gas is one of the main contributors to climate change.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. Talk about connecting the green dots for us, my friend.
Yeah. Thank you. When we bale up these textiles and we take them to foreign countries, first of all, they're not used to wearing synthetic fibers. They're not going to wear them. If you think about the different climates around the world, some of those synthetic fibers have the ability to instantly catch on fire at certain temperatures.
Oh,
and
my
this
goodness.
Is the United States military banned certain synthetic fibers because they would catch on fire in temperatures of over 100 degrees. So when you're talking about being in deserts and being in these countries that get up to 110, 112, what you're wearing is dangerous.
Or Tucson, Arizona, where it was 100 degrees and more, I don't know how many days last summer. We're burning up here. We've been in the high 80s already, and it's March.
Yes, ma'am.
So landfill waste, you're talking about They're taking things, like Goodwill is one of my clients, and I love them. Just the Goodwill in Southern Arizona saved 24 million tons of textiles from being put in landfills last year. That's a big number. But how much is being put in landfills and filling up our landfills with basically what is toxic waste, and now you're telling me turns into methane? I'm going to have a great day.
We are all going to have a wonderful day because we all know this now.
That's exactly right. We'll be part of the change.
Yes, it's part of the change. There are some statistics on the website that talk about 11.1 million tons of textiles are being discarded on a yearly basis. Now, those numbers are old. Those numbers are a couple of years old. Can you imagine what's going on now?
No.
Of that, only about 15% of that is recycled.
It's shocking.
So then the rest?
It's like boggles my mind.
But then you also have to look at the fact that, okay, yes, it's wonderful. We're recycling and, you know, we're making new things out of all this. I commend that. But here's what has to be addressed, Gina. How much can you recycle of the same thing and not realize it will never leave this earth?
Ever.
You can make it anything you want to make it.
Like ever.
It's still polyester. It's still rayon is still bamboo, and all this stuff is never going anywhere. Why do we keep doing it? Why do we keep making it?
And it's happening faster because there are so many more people on the planet, and it's just, it's to me, it's accelerating, and it's rather overwhelming. Let me ask you this before we run out of time, though. With Kata, which could be your absolute full-time and a half, 40 hours a day job, 50 hours a day. I'm talking a day, not a week. How do we make more time in the day? How do you all interface? Is it like a board? Do you have meetings where you work together? Or is it really just an opportunity for you to have more numbers so you're mutually supporting yourselves? What does the organization of Kata look like in terms of how it functions?
Actually, Kata is an LLC. Kata
okay.
is a business.
Okay.
Yes.
Great.
We're privately owned. We'll never be publicly traded.
Yay. Never for sale.
And what we do is, my goal is to create all these collaborations. So, as an example, there's something called the Yes Tour. It's ran by the organic guru, Lynette Marie. The YES Tour stands for Total Organic Understanding Ride. And what she does, she rides her bicycle across the United States, creating awareness about everything organic. She did not have anyone for textiles. We're on board now.
And what is her name?
They will be riding. Her name is Lynette Marie.
Okay.
And she's known as the Organic Guru. So what's happened now is the affiliate of Kata will be providing organic clothes for them to wear during their bike ride.
I love it.
They're gonna it's from May 1st to June 15th. It's starting in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, going to Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's going to be all over the place.
I've got to get her on the show.
Yes. They have PR stops. So what you're going to see going forward, Lynette is going to utilize that tour and talk about Kata because she is the person that has just created the Pure Integrity Verified Seal.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. So we are a team now. And my goal is to team up with environmental groups, so that all of us are bringing everything together into a circle. And even with Lynette, it's amazing because some of her stops are going to be in Grand Rapids, Michigan, Chicago, Illinois. It's a team of six people that start out. As they ride, many more people add on. They're riding through on their bicycles and they're spreading the word. And she is now actually going to be doing those bicycle tours in Kenya, Cambodia, Australia, Mexico, Thailand, and New Zealand.
One person making a difference. I mean,
yes, I'm
writing her name down, and I'll be emailing Kelly as soon as I get off the show. So we have less than 2 minutes left. Is that like almost unbelievable to you?
Yes, it is. There's so much to talk about.
There is so much to talk about. And I always say, when I tell you, I promise you there'll be a part two, I tell Kelly, and, you know, in like 6 months, we'll have back part two. You'll have a new website. You can tell us about Lynette Marie. So before we go, the call to action. Would you say to people listening, take the pledge, wear the change, wear organic, get on your website, take the pledge?
Yes. Go to the website, take the pledge. To become a member, you take the pledge. Gives you, as a consumer, those affiliate companies are giving you a discount for 1 full year on every single thing you buy. That discount is between 10 to 15%. So if you thought organic clothes was not affordable, we just made it a little bit more affordable for you.
Get with it, and it is affordable. Oh my God.
We're the whole package. We have the answer now. All we need for consumers to do is get on board.
Get going. Wear the change. Be the change. We're organic. Next week, Ralph Sklar, Director of Greenpeace USA Forest Campaign, Be sure to join us. Patricia Davis, you are a rock star, and thanks for showing up in Mrs. Green's world. Make it a great green day, everybody. Wear organic.
Thank you for having me, Gina.
Okay.